You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello and welcome back to the Tuesday edition of The Pulse. You're joined by me, Catherine, Matt, Zoe and Rebecca. As always, if you have any comments, do tweet us at urn1350 and message us in at urn1350.net. So our last story of the show is mine, and it's about surrogacy in Ukraine. Ukraine, one of Europe's poorest nations, is fast becoming the place to go for people desperate to find a surrogate to have their baby. The money on offer is drawing in many young women, but there are fears that they could be exploited. So foreign couples have been coming to this corner of Europe since 2015, when surrogacy hotspots in Asia began collapsing their industries one by one amid reports of exploitation. Barred from India, Nepal and Thailand, they turned to Ukraine, one of the few places left where surrogacy can still be arranged at a fraction of what it costs in the US, and where the demand has increased 1,000% in the last 2 years alone. So under Ukrainian law at the moment, a surrogate must have a child of their own before carrying someone else's. This is under the guise of if you have your own child, you're less likely to become attached to the one that you have to give away. And however, although there's no limit on how much the surrogate can be paid in Ukraine, so it essentially creates an open market where women can demand their chosen price and in theory undercut their competitors, which is kind of interesting. Costs vary, but on average they range from around $30,000 to $45,000 on average. So the question that I wanted to ask you initially was, like, what are your thoughts on surrogacy in general? Is this ethical, and is it ethical for paid surrogacy, do you think? Because in a lot of countries this is actually illegal. In the UK it's illegal to pay someone for surrogacy.
I didn't know either.
I think this is very difficult, isn't it? Because sometimes, obviously, people really want children, but say, I suppose in a surrogacy scenario, perhaps for some reason they can't conceive properly, so they would need a surrogate for that reason. I can understand it if you want to have that biological link to your child. Or perhaps if, or I suppose if you were a gay male couple, you would need a surrogate if you wanted to have a biological child, mm-hmm. wouldn't you? So I can understand the logic behind it. And to be honest, I think that if all parties are comfortable with it, and that, you know, for whatever reason they're comfortable with it, if they're fine with it, then I'm not sure I see a massive issue with it, as long as everyone's fine with it, as who's participating.
I definitely agree. I think that surrogacy is actually a good thing in many ways, because it, like, a lot of people cannot have children and have a lot of issues with that, and then being able to be like, you can never have a child, or you can do this service. As long as, I think that the lines are that as long as it is fully consensual and no one is getting exploited in the deal, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Do you guys think that potentially paid surrogacy is a bad thing? Because that's the argument, is that when there's money involved, is that there's agencies that can exploit the women that they employ, well, not employ, but those who sign up for the service. Is that something you agree with? The exploitation, but
I doubt it would happen if you didn't get paid for it. I think it would definitely happen a lot less. I think it makes sense that you get paid for it, but it just needs to be done in a fair way.
Okay.
I think the danger with having paid surrogacy is definitely, like you were saying, about exploitation, because it's, if a system like this probably will never happen with just direct payment, with somebody choosing a surrogate and then, you know, making that choice. I think this is a situation in Ukraine. I mean, I don't know, have there been systems put in place where someone's, like, kind of in charge of the economics behind it? Or
what tends to be the case is that there's agencies and women can sign up, and then people who want a surrogate will go to those agencies. I mean, that even happens in the US. A really famous case of surrogacy is Kim Kardashian. She went through an agency, and it's all kind of anonymous until you pick the surrogate that is right for you. And it just depends on the level of, like, privacy you want in between, or, like, involvement. But yeah, there's, like, loads of contracts and money involved. So
I just think when you have those layers of money involved in such a situation, something like surrogacy that could bring so much happiness and bring bring life into the world for people who really, really do want their own child, and a child that's obviously going to be loved. Mm. If they're going through this much effort for it. And I think there's just a big danger that there's these women that could end up being horribly treated, and when they think they're signing up for something that's going to benefit them and benefit other people. So I just wonder how such a system could be put in place that wouldn't have kind of layers of exploitation and kind of monetary value being put on people rather than something that's meant to be very positive.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? I think it's in some ways, is perhaps adoption a better option in the sort of a sense for society, in the sense that obviously you're creating more children through surrogates, whereas with a massive population increase worldwide, it sort of makes more sense to adopt rather than to already increase the population further, as these children already exist. What would your feelings about that be?
I'm very pro-adoption. I've always said that if I was to have children, I would definitely adopt them, because I think there is a problem with overpopulation. But I think the only issue in that is the fact that, you know, you're saying to people who want to have their own children, like, everybody else can, but then they can't. Mm. And then to be like, oh, because you can't, you have to go down a different route. You can't have your biological child. I think that's unfair to say. So I'm definitely pro-adoption. I think that if you want to have a child, you should adopt. We need to stop putting babies on the planet. I think that it doesn't make surrogacy wrong. I just think it should be a more pushed option.
Surrogacy? Or
no,
adoption.
Adoption, yeah.
It's interesting because when I was looking into surrogacy in the UK, because I knew that it was actually illegal to pay apart from expenses of your surrogate, and usually the idea is that you do it out of the goodness of your heart, you know, like a family member or something would do it for you. But interestingly enough, is that it's, even if you sign a contract about what's going to happen after the child is born, the gestational mother, i.e. the surrogate, has more rights than the parents. Like, it's their choice if they want to give the child away in the end. So if they decide after carrying that child to term that might not be biologically theirs, in the UK they can keep it,
even if they've signed a contract.
Yeah, it's not legally binding. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That I suppose that could cause some great controversy in certain cases. So perhaps legislators need to look at making some laws to better protect people's rights in this area, because if it's something that's being done, it makes more sense to protect people's rights than just allow it to go willy-nilly. And same thing with abortion, because obviously lots of women died and suffered from backstreet abortion clinics until they legalized abortion, which made it a much safer procedure. So I think it's in the interests of most people for them to perhaps look at legalizing it and providing clear legal guidelines to do it in a safe and effective way for all parties.
I think also then we get rid of the risk of different people charging kind of different, well, let's say charging different amounts. It sounds almost like inhumane, but you know what I mean? That people, they're being kind of different costs for different people with these agencies. Whereas, yeah, like you said, if you have something that's more kind of with a proper amount of legislation, government-based kind of set guidelines, then we can avoid that risk, I think.
And what effects do you think on the women in Ukraine do you think this would have as a whole? Like, negatively and positively, those who were choosing to do this. Obviously, it's not forced upon anyone, but
I think the negatives are kind of the same as they were in the story that I did, is that people are losing their jobs, they're losing their way of making money, and some women may not have another option. They may be, like, uneducated, because I know there's a lot of, like, issues with education and stuff over there, so they might be uneducated or, you know, like, have a family and don't have an ability to go and do another job. So,
because it is a really poor area of Europe.
And so, all you've got to do is kind of have a baby inside you. Obviously, that's a very difficult thing to do.
But it's tempting only when people are offering you, like, 40,000.
But you can still do other stuff. You can still look after your kids. You can still, like, help out and do all your activities. You just also have something inside of you, but you're getting paid a lot of money for it. So, I don't know.
Any other negatives and positives you guys think of?
Well, I think we've covered most of them.
That's pretty much it. Okay, so I think that brings our edition of the Tuesday Pulse to a close.